Well, to begin with, Remy could be facing a minimum of 30 years
in jail
if he was in the United States.
But he's in Mexico, so he's just going to give him like
30 minutes.
30 like, pesos.
A frito cada or something.
Oh, like, hey, tócame esta y te dejo ir.
Escríbeme uno corrido.
I know. They're probably going to put him
Did
in
he say escríbeme uno corrido?
No, I said escríbeme un corrido.
No, he didn't say that.
I said that. Play it back.
Nah, you know what I was thinking? They're probably going to put him in the same cell that Chapo escaped. They're like, oh, right here. You know.
See, someone said, Remy working with the cartels, he ain't getting jail time.
You see? Someone commented that.
Like, just play Se Va Muriendo Mi Alma, yeah.
I know. Hey, I heard a lot of artists work for cartels.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, Mexico, you know?
Yeah.
You think...
what, didn't he get shot out?
You think El Güero Mepe works for a cartel?
He works for, like... Teletubbies.
Toys R Us, actually. What happened?
He works, like, for a green plant company instead of, like, a greenhouse. I guess Remy got mad that, I guess, she wasn't doing shit and started beating her up with a goblin.
Goblin?
I restarted it.
Oh, all right, ready? 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, do re mi fa sol.
I'm surprised you know your 3, 2, 1s. Usually you go from 3, 1, and 28.
Dun, 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 squared. Dun, dun,
dun. Ready?
Go.
Underscore.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode number 13. We've been coming 13 weeks strong.
Hold on, my bad. Restart it. I yawned.
God. It's not going to be on you. It's going to be on me.
I know. Who cares? Dude, who cares? Go.
For that, I'm going to edit that and I'm going to put a big ass pito in your mouth, fool.
There's already right, a pito
ready?
In your mouth.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode number 13.
13.
We've been coming at you guys strong for 13 fucking weeks. Could you guys believe that?
Why are you cussing?
We usually film on a Friday, but we're filming on a Thursday today. Porque mañana... I'm going to get my tuxedo.
Don Francisco tuxedo.
Checo chambelando no for his little sisters.
A huevo.
16 or
15. A huevo.
So,
por azuquita.
Not only is Checo the padrino, but he's a chambelán. Don't know. You know, Checo's going to be the baile, left, right, forward, backward. You know he's going to fuck
You're
up.
You're going to be the main dance, huh? Like,
yeah,
I'm going to
be the baile sorpresa.
Are you going to, like, throw her in the air, like, 360, like...
RKO.
RKO. Yeah.
Imagine they throw Checo in there.
I'm going to take my...
Everyone, like, 40 people...
You know how when you get married, they throw the guy up? Yeah. No one's going to want to throw up Checo.
I'll throw myself. I'll bring a jumper phone. I'll jump.
I feel like for Checo's wedding, we're going to throw him and I'll catch him.
Like, let him hit his head so we could be even...
Or we're going to throw your game. And you...
Me?
Oh, okay.
Me. They could throw her somewhere. They could throw her into the ocean and I'll be single again.
Claro que sí.
I'm going to take my chinelo suit.
Also, guys, you guys want to watch the live streams on Twitch? We're streaming the episodes before they even come out. Someone just said, Juan Carlos, Checo de Chambelán, the padrino, the DJ, the misa, chofer.
The waiter.
Everything. Oh, and Checo is... Okay, so think about it. Think about
yeah.
it.
Remember, that shit's like
taking my phrases.
I'm getting the Checo curse.
Taking his sauce.
Yeah.
Bro.
Think about it.
Sauce,
what
bro.
About if?
What about if?
Checo, you're gonna be the chambelán, the padrino, and the photographer and videographer.
You're basically doing. You're holding it down for that thing. Like, yeah. They need you there, fool. They need you there.
And then I'm gonna go after party with fucking Herencia de Patrón.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I've never seen them live.
Why are you saying I'm pretty sure?
Because they're gonna finish early.
You didn't even want to go, huh?
We'll leave early. You don't want to be there, huh?
Yeah.
Someone said Checo's baile sorpresa is going to be the WAP.
Nah. Hey, let's talk about how fucking Checo came in here. He's like, what are we doing tomorrow? I'm calling off. Like, chill. Like,
oh, normally, because
Checo is like a diehard worker. Like, this fool was like dying.
Fun
like,
fact, Checo works like 11 hours a day. Not even exaggerating.
Now I got my own route, so I don't really care anymore.
Sam, so you own it. You own it.
For now, it's like I get the use of your and they.
Huh, he was pissed huh, when he came in. He's like, "What are we doing tomorrow? I'm gonna call off." I was like,
I
"Chill,
know.
Bro, relax, relax." Like,
why'd you come in pissed today?
Yeah,
I didn't.
But you came in and you're like,
"Cause I came right. in like fucking."
He's like, "I want to move out."
I guess you said it.
I said I want to move out. I just said I want to do my adult thing and move out. You didn't even listen. I said I want to do an adult thing and move out.
No. He's like, Checo came into it in the garage. You weren't here. He's like, I'm gonna start doing adult things. I'm going to move out. Are we still moving out? And I was like, damn, Checo, what happened or what?
He's like,
what?
Yeah, you can move in here, boo. You can edit everything.
By the way, guys, I am going to add clips of Checo 15 to our Instagram.
Oh.
We're going to put stories, bro.
Like,
you're going to have your
own.
You probably won't even see me like half of the time.
Wait, why?
Gabe's going.
Damn, nah. Te va a tener whiplash.
Is your chambelán too?
Nah, she's not going.
Oh, why not?
That he, she's not going?
No, she's not going.
No, anybody. She, he identifies as a she, so it's a she.
Oh, it's a she, my bad. She. Sorry, Keiko, I didn't mean to disrespect your girl.
No, she's not even in the picture anymore.
So half of summer.
He always says that. He always says that.
Half of summer.
I know. Half of summer.
Guys, guess what? We're going to Hawaii.
We're going to go to Hawaii.
We're going to go to Hawaii.
Laughlin, Arizona.
Someone said that we should do a podcast on the plane. And I was like, damn, that would be a good idea. But then, like, I feel like everyone would be annoyed because we're going to be loud as fuck.
We're talking, you know?
We are going to do a stream. I mean, a stream. We are going to film an episode in Hawaii. That's for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I think the only thing we will be taking is the volcano wireless mics.
Just wireless mics, huh?
Yeah.
That thing's going to be
clean. Oh, we have.
Imagine.
We do have them.
Just one.
Oh. Yeah. What are yours? I have mine.
I'll probably ask Adrian. Adrian. Yeah.
Whatever,
guys. So what do we got today, Kegel?
We got some chismerreo de fucking Remy Valenzuela. Right?
Remy Valenzuela.
Valenzuela.
He kept saying Remy Valenzuela.
I know, he
keeps
saying he fucks
like it's a whole fucking
he knows he fucks
city.
Up and he says it so confidently.
He came in emputado and beat up his cousin and his cousin's wife.
You missed a lot of information.
Yeah, you missed a lot. Wait, did he? What did he miss?
Why, I haven't even got to detail. I'm just saying what happened.
Damn, why are you guys fighting already? We're just like getting started. What the fuck?
All right, then.
All right, go.
I then.
All right, so the chisme is that Remy.
Chismos.
All right, so Remy has his cousin working for him at a ranch. And it was a cousin's day off. Pero como llegó Remy bien encabronado. I guess he was like frustrated, had like busy day. I guess his contract didn't go through or some shit like that.
he didn't get the gig.
His debit card got declined.
I like, oh. shoot for less. Just kidding.
And he ran out of pesos. What?
Shoot for less?
I'm going to say pay less and I just said shoot for less.
Oh my. Another Keiko's bad jokes. Go ahead though.
And yeah, so I guess he was like all mad and shit. So he came in and he told his cousin like, oh, go feed the dogs, go work, do something, because obviously, he lives with them, but
Remy's cousins, his cousin, his guy cousin, and the girlfriend work at his ranch.
Yeah.
And then, according to the cousin, that, well, to begin with, Remy could be facing a minimum of 30 years
in jail.
If he was in the United States.
But he's in Mexico, so he's just going to give him like
30 minutes.
30 like, pesos.
A fritocada or something.
Oh, like, hey, tócame esta y te dejo ir.
Escríbeme uno corrido.
I know. They're probably going to put him.
Did you say escríbeme uno corrido?
No, I said escríbeme un corrido.
No, you didn't say that. I
said that. Play it back. Play it back.
You know what I was thinking? They're probably going to put him in the same cell that Chapo escaped. They're like, oh, right here. You know.
See, someone said, Remy working with the cartels, he ain't getting jail time.
You see? Someone commented that.
It's like, just play Se Va Muriendo Mi Alma, yeah.
I know. Hey, I heard a lot of artists work for cartels.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, Mexico, you know?
Yeah.
You think...
didn't he get shot out?
You think El Güero Mepe works for a cartel?
He works for, like, Teletubbies.
Toys R Us, actually. What happened?
He works, like, for a green plant company instead of, like, a greenhouse.
What? Wait, what'd you say?
Nothing.
He said he probably works for a greenhouse or like green plant. And
no, I said for a greenhouse instead of a green plant, because a green plant is like donde crecen all the marijuana and everything, and a greenhouse is where they grow vegetables.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. No, that's not relatable at all.
No, okay. Oh my god, I wish we could crop this off.
Yeah, we can. We can.
Wait, finish telling the story.
So he told his cousin to get to work. And Remy found the cousin's wife in his bedroom.
Or bathroom.
His restroom. Yeah.
Or some shit like that. Bathroom, because it's not a restroom. Yeah. Do you know the difference between a bathroom and a restroom?
A restroom is only when you have a toilet and a urine. And a bathroom is when they have a bathtub, a urine. I mean,
actually, you're right.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
He said it weird, huh?
Urine,
or whatever it's called.
Uranus. Just
kidding, a stall.
And, I guess it's kidding. Wait.
Say it. Say what you gotta say.
It's off camera. Huh? It's off camera.
What's off camera?
I mean, take out your headphones.
Yeah, go for it. What the fuck, Gigo? Of course, you can invite Gigo.
Freedom
right
of speech.
Gigo just said, Gabe's coming. Can I invite him in? I was like, yeah. Is he coming right now or later?
Later.
All right.
So,
no, just go, Keiko. You have to be yourself.
I know, Keiko. Be yourself. Don't be that person that where they're like, oh, don't poor be Keiko. They're bullying him. Like, nah, but show him your real self.
I know. It shows how fucked up you are.
Y'all want to see real Keiko?
go. My mask. Someone said, do you think Remy estuvo drogado? He wasn't. The cousin said he was perfectly fine, perfectly sober.
Well, that's what they think. What about if you said chun llavecito before? And
true. Some cocaine.
Some pericashi.
Pericashi?
I never heard of that.
So Remy walked in and found his cousin's wife in the restroom. He got, oh man, you think she was taking a shit or something?
Boy, lo dejó bien apestoso.
Like, drop the load in there.
Puta madre.
I kind of did forget the story. So the girl was in Remy's bathroom. And Remy got mad, right?
Yeah, and like, he like yanked her.
You said que la apestó?
Yeah, that's what she dropped a load in there.
Like a chorrazo, huh? No. Like a three, like.
No, fucking right. Stink bomb in there.
Like a tres leches, like type of.
Yeah, so
cacahuate with chile.
Oh. So I guess Remy got mad that I guess she wasn't doing shit and started beating her up with a goblin.
Goblin.
and the husband wanted to help. Like, save
the boyfriend, because they're not married.
Oh, the boyfriend wanted to help and try to get in, and that's what ended up getting fucked up with the
bottle. You know what's weird? So, like, the cousin said, like, oh, he was in the room, and then he heard noises, and he came out, and Remy was, like, arrastrándola by the hair.
Arrastrándola, yeah.
So he went to separate them, not to, like, fight him, like, defend his girlfriend. He went to separate them.
Yeah, people didn't want people with his cousin.
And then you're your next.
I know.
You're after.
And then Remy went to Mayweather, the cousin, and then with the palo, right?
Yeah. And I fucked him up.
Yeah. Fucking fatality from Mortal Kombat.
Damn, but yeah. You think he actually just will kidding. Do the 30 years or...
Nah.
Bajita la mano.
Ooh, I feel like he has too much power. Like, he's an artist. Maybe they might cancel him, like, here in the United States. No. But, like, so over there, they don't care. So I think it's normal over there.
Remy fucked up his cousin and the cousin's girlfriend, not his wife.
Well, I heard another story on TikTok, which I don't know if we should get into it, but I'm just saying it briefly. Supposedly, Remy and the cousin...
Were sharing girls?
Were sharing that girl.
I saw that on TikTok, but I didn't know it was true.
They were sharing the girl, so they were, like, both, like, doing her.
So what about
and
the
then,
girl was, like...
Let me speak. Oh. And then, I guess Remy got jealous of the cousin, because actually, maybe, like, he might have, like, actually fell in love and shit, and then he's like, oh, stop talking to my cousin.
So he fucked the cousin?
So he... Fuck both of them up. Oh, that was the story on TikTok.
So what about she was in his room ready to get fucked and then he fucked her up the opposite way? Wow, fuck you, bitch.
Wait, was that a joke?
No, not anymore.
Oh.
You're fucked up, bro. You're fucked up.
Nah, fuck you.
It's because I don't know.
No, you can't fucking process.
Process?
I can't process. You can't process. That shit wasn't even a joke.
Dude, but what's up with everybody fucking like getting... I mean, like, beating up girls. Didn't fucking... David Santos.
He also, like, abused his girlfriend or wife or some shit like that.
Yeah, supposedly, like, he was threatening her, like, to kill her and stuff.
Yeah, and there was a lot of screenshots, but I didn't know it was true. But I think it is because...
Someone called him out. Oh, Tony Loya called him out.
Oh, they're having beef, too. Tony Loya and David Santos.
They are. I forgot.
Because, like...
He was being a fanboy.
Yeah.
And wanted like a picture, and then the next thing you know, he's in the crowd fucking
with Los Del Puerto. Yeah. Right, so let me explain it. So, David Santos was a fan of Tony Loya, asked for a picture one time, like a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Los Del Puerto concert. Was it in Vegas?
I don't know, but
it was like around that time when they were in Vegas, right?
Probably, yeah.
And then David Santos put on his story, fuck phony Loya, right?
Yeah.
And then he sent it to Tony Loya because he deleted it right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Tony Loya called him out, but then he was like, hey, like you were a fanboy too and shit.
And called him out like hard, but...
Did he not going to diss him because it's not worth it?
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's not even worth like dissing this guy. It's like he's going to get clout like, and he doesn't have like the clout, you know?
So you think that's why he dicks... dicked.
What?
You think that's why he dissed Alexis because he has clout and fucking...
I don't know. Hey, that's kind of true.
Wait, what?
Because he said...
Wait, go back a little bit.
Okay, so rewind.
All
right, so I said that... Oh, no, I basically made a statement of what you said that he did...
Bro, that, we're gonna, like the
wait, fool, I forgot to pause. Go.
So basically, you said that Tony Loya didn't want to diss David Santos because it's not worth it. It's because he doesn't have clout, right? He said he did say something like that.
So then I said,
he said this.
You think that's why he dissed Alexis, because he does have clout.
Well, it has to be like worth it to like give that someone that attention. Yeah.
Yeah. So you think if he, if Alexis didn't have clout,
but that's not really like real
Valencia.
What?
Valencia, right? What? You said that.
I said Alexis.
Oh, it sounded like you said Valencia. I was like, what?
This guy.
My bad. Go ahead.
We're getting the Keiko crew. I think because it's late, guys. It's literally like fucking 11 p.m. right now for us. I'm fucking tired as fuck. All right, and then what?
Yeah, so I guess you think, fuck, I got lost.
Dude, what the fuck's going on with this
I know, bro.
We have the Keiko curse right now.
Nah, if I'm like,
you know what I mean? Usually we have like that good conversation, like, yeah, dude, like with our facts, sources, and then Keiko comes in. Well, think about it. What if like,
whatever,
Jimmy like brainwashed JB and said, oh no, you can't be with Legado. So like, that's why Ramon's mad and Tony dissed the legs. Like, bro, what the fuck?
Bro, Keiko be coming with some crazy ass theories, like,
but they're
some
facts.
Facts?
Yeah, like, okay, you were hating about the JD and Tony Loya shit, and then it came out to being true, and you ever made
opinions. Fun.
Okay, but they were fucking true.
No, but what Diego's trying to say is that me and
like when
that,
we see something, we back it up. We have like
me and nah, just kidding. I'm doing it on purpose, guys. Like and Diego are like making like statement behind statements that, you know, that connect, and you're like, no, what if like, and like you're way off. You're like way off the chart. That's what he's trying to say.
Tomorrowland and shit, like fucking.
I'm off. Someone even said that in the comments that me and you be making like constructive like arguments, and then Keiko be like coming out of nowhere.
Think about it. What if, like, think about...
That's my...
That's my theory. You have your opinion.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're going to say that?
Yeah. No, I feel like I taught him. Yeah, I taught him to say that.
Well, every time...
Well, we lectured him. We're like, no, if you're going to see some dumb shit, make sure you say that's my opinion.
Yeah. Like, every time I say something, Jim will be like, that's your opinion, not ours. Like,
I know.
So now I have to fucking back it up and say, like, oh, my opinion and all that shit.
Lo regañamos para que hable bien.
This week have been everybody getting fucking putazos and shit. Fucking Losle.
This week have been getting everybody for thousands.
What?
That's what you said. This week have been getting everybody for thousands today.
I said
this week has been getting into putas.
No, he did not.
Everybody
that.
This week have been getting.
Okay, you switched the word the wrong way. No. That's what I noticed.
You switch them, yeah.
No. Yeah.
I don't keep going. What about it? What about it?
Think about it. All right,
go.
They cracked a bottle on one of those.
One of those. Every time I edit, I realize how much Keiko says shit like wrong, but like now we're catching.
go. Just go. I feel like sometimes he says it, and I was like, fuck it, it's Keiko. But right, sometimes like I like to call it.
All right, go, Keiko.
They threw a botella at one of the guys from Los Tucanes.
Mario.
They fucking like crack his head open and shit.
Damn, that's fucked up. Oh. He's a legend.
And there's one guy telling him, oh no, stay, keep playing. And there's another guy like, nah, what the fuck are you doing? Get him off the stage. Like,
nah, you know what I would have done? If I was the one getting hit, I would have just like, hey, they hit me with the bottle, have a concussion, and then still cash out.
GOP got a bottle thrown at him today. I wish I have the clip.
Who?
Fuck. GOP.
Oh, really?
Where?
Oh, yeah, I think I saw it.
But his fucking like, manager came in and like fucking caught that shit or something.
Wait, they have a manager?
Or a bucket. They threw a bucket at him.
Oh, I saw it on TikTok. So Toro went Toro more than fucking.
No, it wasn't Toro. I think it was like just one of his staffs and shit.
Oh.
Damn, bro. Imagine getting hit by a bottle in a presentation, bro. That would suck. I would be pissed. Because, you know, you're supposed to look good in like, your fucking, like, show.
Dude, it must suck for shit to happen to you on stage. Like,
I know.
Like, remember when JD slipped?
Oh, yeah. He's
what did he try to kick?
Oh, he tried to kick a bottle, no?
No, balloon.
Why would he kick a bottle?
No, like a botella de agua, no? He tried to kick it.
No, it was a balloon.
Why the fuck would he kick a balloon?
There was a balloon on stage, fool. And he kicked it and he fell. Search it up. I don't think
it's a balloon. I think it's a bottle.
I don't think it's a bottle.
I think it was a
bottle. You guys should bet right now.
You want to bet?
$5?
$5?
It's not like you're going to give me $100, fool.
All right, $5.
No. Okay. Make it good.
All right. I bet. All right, I got it.
The winner kisses the loser.
What?
No. All right, then. If I'm right, you have to buy me the backpack that I want from Babe.
Well, that's 170.
You want to bet?
But you're gonna win, though, right? You're confident you're gonna win.
All
right,
so if I win, you buy me new Vapor Max.
I bet.
Are those the same shoes you wear all the time, the Vapor Max?
No.
All right, bet.
Shake on it.
You want bet?
Yeah. I have my hand up already.
Nah. No, go. You might be right.
Nah, I'm a ranker.
I think you're right, Kiko.
I'm a ranker. I don't want to take Jason's money. I just want to prove it.
I'll buy you these shoes.
You see, bitch?
What is it? Go back.
No.
Balloon.
It wasn't even a balloon.
What the fuck was that?
A balloon won't fly. It fucking won't go that hard.
It's a football.
I guess we were both wrong.
Idiots. Now you guys own me. Not because of that, you guys have to kiss.
No, there's another one. There's another one where it was a balloon.
I think he will learn his lesson off the first putazo. All
right, whatever.
Think of that, he's never kicked shit ever again.
Hey, did you see the other one when they were making fun of...
You saw a trampoline one? Have you guys seen this one? The trampoline one?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. He does a backflip.
Okay. Imagine, he's like...
Oh, for skinny.
Oh, shit.
Flika shit. Flika shit. Did you see the one where they were making fun of his Raul? He was playing Tetris.
Fun of his Raul?
Raul, the Harmonia?
Fun of his Raul?
No, making fun of Raul.
Why?
He was playing Tetris at a nightclub.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah. He was just on his phone, right?
No, he was playing Tetris. I saw it on Churros.
On his phone, right?
On Churros Instagram.
You eat Churros?
Yeah.
Churros.
Damn, I forgot what I was going to tell you guys. Fuck.
Oh.
JD doesn't do lean anymore, huh?
Supposedly he stopped, right?
He had to.
Yeah, we'll probably. Oh, yeah.
Ever since his crash.
Really?
Yeah.
Because his liver was too weak. Because that shit fucks up your liver.
He said something like that. But the doctor told him, you can't be doing that shit or some shit like that.
And he probably got into the crash, too.
Why did that shit keep falling off?
I don't know. Because I play with it.
Probably got into the crash to get more, no?
To get more what?
To get more lean. To get a doctor prescription.
Have you tried lean, Kiko?
Yeah, it's cough syrup.
Have you got lean?
Yeah, it's cough syrup.
Have you got lean?
Yeah, I have. Put it in my picture.
All right. I'm just kidding.
Bitch.
Nah, but yeah, that sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck. I think that's good for Jay. Well, I mean,
well, it's gonna keep him.
It's not good that he crashed, but
it's good that it's gonna keep him healthy.
Keep him healthy, yeah. Like a little break, fool.
Because what did it do? You said it fucks up your liver.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, shout out to Wavy Matthew watching the stream right now.
Wavy Matthew,
we need to talk to you, bro.
Yeah, hit us up when you can.
Let's do it on the stream. Ah.
Yeah, hit him up on the stream. Call him up right now.
All right, guys. So usually, we have to take a little break to turn. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Wait, who's going to get canceled? Los Bookies. Oh, Los Bookies are going to have a show.
Oh, dude. Let's go.
Pero recuerda, nadie es perfecto y tú lo verás.
Should that be bad? I think...
Hey, we could be the Jackson 5.
Wait, when is the Bookies Jackson 5?
August.
It's only three of us.
August.
Let's get canceled. It's two.
August.
We're going to be in Hawaii.
We're not going to be in Hawaii all of August, fool.
Basically. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The 27th.
Oh, I think it's my mom's birthday. I still need to confirm.
You forgot your mom's birthday last
year. Just take her. Take her to the bookings.
Now we're going to the La Buena Armada concert at Microsoft
Theater. They're the same date?
It's in August.
Damn.
Just kidding. I'm not going, maybe.
Hey, they're
how much
sure
are how much are the tickets for those bookies? Does anyone
probably
know?
Like 60 to like 80 bucks.
No, I'm pretty sure way more.
Dude,
like,
you think so? You think like
you're gonna go see those bookies?
It's their first. It's their first show back.
You're not gonna go see like fucking like what group? Like give me a group. I don't want to be fucking trendy group. You're like, not gonna go see like grupo like from my own record. You're gonna go see those bookies, way.
Yeah, those bookies. And they were an iconic group that broke up.
August 20th. It is August 27th. Wait, isn't that the day that Eslabón's going to be at the Microsoft Theater too?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh.
Damn. Hey, but these folks are playing at a football field, no?
They're playing in a big-ass stadium.
The Sophie?
Sophie. It's like a huge stadium. Yeah.
$65, but the furthest seat.
You see?
Yeah, you're probably going to be paying like,
I think
like around to 500 to 1,000 for like good tickets.
Seats? Yeah. Good seats.
I got one for 800. Damn.
That's like a Bad Bunny
ticket.
Yeah,
$65 is probably
who would you rather see?
Los Bookies.
Bad Bunny or Los Bookies?
Los Bookies.
I rather see Bad Bunny.
Yeah?
Yeah, Bad Bunny's hard, bro. What you mean?
I mean...
Yeah, dude.
I think I'm going to have to go with Bad Bunny because I mean, those boogies, yeah. Like, I remember just listening to those boogies because of my mom, but, like, it's not really, like...
It's not your shit, you know?
It is. I do like it a lot, but it's not like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I like more old school, like, ranchero type of music, so I'd rather listen to those boogies. I'm serious.
You remember Gecko would, we would have Gecko and Ox? He would play some, like, ranchero, boring ass,
nah,
like,
Gecko used to play,
Del Rana. Like,
it's not boring, though. It's
Gecko's
just that it's not your style.
Ox. He's the worst on Ox.
Worst
person on Ox.
It's just that it's not your style, so you guys don't like it. I was fucking
3,000 to be on the floor and catch that fool's sweat. To lick it?
Well, fucking Garbanzillo did it for free with fucking God King Records, no? He was on the floor for free. Just kidding.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing off.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show, anywhere you get your podcast.
I got
you,
but...
Guys not, like, think about, like,
no,
oh,
no,
shit.
I get it, but it's kind of, like...
No, I do. I got it, but I just didn't think it was funny.
What do you mean?
I'm trying my best to laugh at your
no,
jokes.
No, you're fucking lying. You're trying your best
to laugh.
You're trying your best not to laugh.
Nah, it's because your jokes are kind of, like, out of context. Like, how did you connect these two? Like, there's better ways to connect.
I know there's better jokes you could make, too. Like what?
Like what?
Well, I don't know.
Like what?
When Lalo Mora made out with the young girl, you could have been like, oh, you think, like, a girl's going to go up and kiss him? You're like, oh, like, girl wants you. It's going to be on the floor. I got the joke, but I just didn't think it was funny.
I don't know. I feel like some people do get Gecko, you know?
I heard Güero Mepe is going to be on stage before those boogies. Damn, he's going to be opening? That's fucking badass, bro.
Güero Mepe?
Just kidding, yeah.
He's going to be the opening show, no.
Dang, Gecko, chill. I heard that Güero Mepe
Gecko, you
boogies?
Wouldn't even go. You're all cab.
Where, to the show?
To the
boogie show.
To the boogies? Yeah, we'll go.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I'll go buy my ticket right now.
No, you wouldn't. You didn't want to buy your Hawaii ticket.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Don't come down. I did buy it.
Gecko's going to go for sure when Mepe opens up.
Nah. Yep. I'll go rob him.
He's going to be singing Brillando Constante.
I don't even know half of his songs.
The most is 2,176.
Damn. Is that like VIP?
That's probably floor tickets.
You think they're going to have like a meet and greet before?
Hula's Boogies?
Damn, that's kind of crazy.
I'm pretty sure they'll have that like
if it's the
that like ticket where you can meet them and take a picture with them.
Yeah, like the VIP. Hey,
you think Jimmy's going to try to sign them?
No.
Nah, they wouldn't sign, bro. They wouldn't.
They're already legends. Way
they don't need a sign.
He's been trying to fucking.
If you're those bookies, would you sign to Jimmy?
Nope, obviously no.
There you go.
if you wouldn't do what VCT Marco Antonio Solis has, like when you were experienced in the music industry,
for real. You see, boo, like, the questions you ask, like,
El Coyote,
El
Coyote was popping, too, and he signed to Rancho Humilde.
Dude, but you're talking about
those. Popping.
You're talking about those bookies are like, poppin'. Iconic.
Yeah, but
iconic.
They're barely coming back.
Does it matter? Their songs, what? Their songs.
How many years
first
did
of
they
all,
not play?
First of all, okay, Los Bookies, they were already an icon, and then it was Marco Antonio Solis himself. He made himself an icon. And then, obviously, they're back. And they're still an icon. You get me? Like,
yeah, but the new generation doesn't know about the bookies.
But, like, people like our parents and their parents are going to go watch. Not us. Not you.
So, older people.
Older people are going to go.
Work and have
it's probably
going to
smell
shit.
Like grandma farts.
I was like that.
Well, that's your opinion. And like, well, that's
your opinion. I have my opinion.
It's probably smell like grandma farts at the Lofi Stadium.
There is gonna be a lot of old people. I mean, those boobies.
I know you wanna laugh. You see, that's funny. That's comedy.
I'm gonna watch that today.
Oh shit! I didn't mean to put your fucking search history up here. Kick on my bad.
Well, it's nothing bad.
Damn!
Look, go back. Oh.
It says foot pics right here. Feet pics. Free feet pics.
Click that video.
With this one?
No. The one all the way at the bottom. I mean, all the way to the left. No, go. No, pendejo. On top. Above Danny Duncan. You know who Danny Duncan is, right? Above.
Helping out Terraza?
Yeah, look. They just play it.
They just confuse him for
Forza. Yeah. And like.
Well, tell us a little bit about it before we play it.
So I guess there's
why'd you make me click this?
There's a señor outside selling like cacahuates and shit, and they're like, oh, like I guess they wanted to fucking be
generous,
nice and
buy
generous
them
all? And buy yeah buy a mall.
And they said the patrones, right?
Yeah, and some lady was like, oh, ustedes son Fuerza Regia, huh? And they're like, he points at the shirt like, no, we're like HP and shit.
No.
And he's like, oh, ahorita van a entrar y van a tocar por los otros. Like,
Like, nah.
We're gonna dip.
I'm watching
yeah.
shit. Like, we have a...
Don José, ¿le están comprando todo para que ya se vaya para su casa?
28.
¿Sí? ¿Quién son los muchachos?
28.
Aquí estamos grabando a Don José, que está haciendo su buena venta. Aquí lo están ayudando los muchachos. ¿Quién son los muchachos? De un grupo. Ay, qué bueno, muchachos.
¿Qué? Fuerza Régida.
¿Son de Fuerza Régida? No, dan, no, esa parte. Ahorita nos van a cantar.
Look, playback. Look what she said. Watch, playback.
The girl gave her like the whole yeah. wrong information.
¿Qué? Fuerza Régida.
¿Son de Fuerza Régida? No, dan, no, esa parte. Ahorita van.
Ahorita nos van a cantar ahí adentro,
¿ok? Ahorita nos van a cantar
ahí adentro. Like, like, and then Jenny's be like, no, 20 para una privada.
Damn, that's
like,
20 that's
pesos.
Like, to, you know how you
have $100 back.
Hey, you know who I am? Remy.
No, that was funny. It's because my ear's getting sweaty.
Nasty, if no te limpian los oídos. Huh?
You just said before we started, your ears get sweaty and it fucking took them off with dripping like.
Nah. Hey, when sweat. Hey guys, when the podcast is over.
Oh, that one died. Battery died. Sorry, guys.
Okay, bye. Estoy grabando.
Estamos grabando un porno, señor. Ahorita no hable.
Que comente la cama.
I'm done. I'm done. I shoot a porno.
Hey, Keiko, ya apúrale. Keiko, méteme el lomo. Méteme el culo.
No terminamos, Keiko. Apúrale.
Déjame el robot.
Are we back? We
Who
back.
Who you guys got on the Euros? Euros?
Euros? The soccer?
Oh, Euro Cafe.
I don't know. Dude, Jason, charge your fucking battery, bro. Dead ass. Like,
it died? Literally?
Here,
right
honestly,
now?
Sorry, guys. Honestly.
You literally just changed it like 2 seconds ago.
Nah, hold up, guys. I'm gonna get my batteries. I actually do charge my shit.
So my uncles were supposed to pick up. My Tyson. Uncle's kid was supposed to pick up my
your uncle's
uncle.
Kid, your cousin.
Yeah, basically. his kid was supposed to pick up
your cousin. That's it.
My other cousin's from the airport.
So your cousin was supposed to pick up your other cousin from the airport
at 7, and that motherfucker like hasn't showed up.
Like my uncle's dog's neighbor's brother.
Yeah, and
yeah,
they have
4 hours.
Yeah.
4 hours? They're probably starving.
Well, that's why they call them.
Because they're hungry?
No, bitch, because they need a ride, fool.
They're from LAX, no?
Yeah.
To here?
Uh-huh. No, because they're supposed to stay at my uncle's house.
Oh, and your cousin never went?
And they never picked them up.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but they're known for that, so we don't really care.
They're known
yeah.
for that.
Because we were supposed to pick them up, and they're like, nah, we'll pick them up. But my mom doesn't talk to that brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like me and my sister, we don't talk. It's the same.
Damn, I guess it runs in the family.
It does. So like the cousin, she fucking called me. She's like, nadie nos ha venido a juntar. I'm like, well, call my mom. What the fuck? So yeah, they call my mom, but they're all sleeping. So I had to call them.
Don't care. Just get it. Damn. That's fucked up.
I've seen the video of DJ Khaled when he's talking about like some motivational shit. And then,
like, how'd you gain the weight?
Like, how'd you gain so much weight?
Because I don't lose.
Pero dude, you know what else? Oh, sorry, guys. We took a break and shit. But so apparently, all right, guys, everyone listen to this shit. Apparently, Justin Morales stole Desde Morro.
Oh.
Yeah, the flow. Like the
basically, like kind of like the whole.
Well, dude, you
it.
Think about it. The flow is the song.
The one you sent, right?
Like, you could change up the lyrics and it'll still sound like the song.
Okay, man. Have
no,
you
but that shit.
Have you listened to both?
Yeah, dude, that shit sounds.
It sounds so similar.
The same. It's just he added
like
one
tonada
song.
And then like some of the letra too. Like they both have like.
I heard, but wasn't that they? Wait, hold on.
Nah, fool, like, fucking think before you say shit.
I think they were in the same record label, and then that was Justin Morales' ghostwriter. No,
I don't know.
No, because supposedly they were in the same record label, kind of like.
Wait, where'd you see that?
I think I saw it on TikTok. I saw it on YouTube and it was a comment. It was like, oh, it was kind of like the same thing with the La Guitarra and Abraham.
I don't think so. No, because Justin Morales said in Jimmy's Live that he wrote it.
Oh. Yeah, but he could write it. Like, think about it. Like, they could be in the same room. Fucking. What about if there's like a producer or someone who like someone like Danny Felix, and basically did a tonada, and then whoever wrote it better had a better hit. Like, what about if he made it for that fool?
For him?
For the other guy, that's the one.
Oh, Justin. Okay. This is a perfect example. Like the song.
I'm gonna show you guys right now the examples too, guys. By the way,
Gente de Accional. It was another person's, but then Colisio took it out and it hit
as a cover. No.
As a cover, yeah. But I'm pretty sure there was an agreement, you know.
Well, yeah, where you could like buy the song, make it yours, yeah, and shit like that. But no, like look, and also I was checking the dates too. This guy actually did have it like before, cause this shit was more than a year. So like, this is the video, right? I don't know if you guys the stream can see. All right,
can't read.
All right, I'll read it to you in English. All right, this video is real. There's proof of this topic.
I
didn't
want to go to my sister. I want to have like an hour.
We don't. With that it's not to offend anyone, just to show the true Justin Morales. Do you understand it?
That sounds a lot like what happened with fucking Abraham Vasquez and
Netherlands. No, but the song sounds exactly the same. I'm going to actually show you both. So, like, this guy took it out before.
Wait, five months?
And the name of the song is called La Vida del Morro. He took it out first, then Justin Morales. And then Justin Morales took out Desde Morro. They're from
three months apart.
I'm going to put both. So it says right here, Justin doesn't. You want me to read it in English? Justin doesn't deserve what he has. He doesn't have respect.
Read in Spanish, fool, so you don't have to translate.
Oh. Well, I'm translating for you.
No, I understand Spanish, fool. I just right. can't read it.
Abandonó JK Music sin decir gracias y los olvidó. So basically, they're saying that ever since he went to Rancho Milica, they said, like, fuck you, JK. Because he's still under JK Music or whatever that shit's called.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I thought Jimmy bought him out of it.
No, I think they're still working together.
Oh. It's a partnership.
Because you know how because that song, he used to say, oh, this is JK Music. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then now he just says Rancho Humilde.
So yeah. Like they said, supposedly he forgot about his team and then this and that. Here, I don't know the song on here. Huh, it sounds the same?
It sounds the same, just that it really doesn't go with the flow. That's what I think.
The song is the flow.
No, like, his melody is like...
Melody. No, I'm not saying whose is better. Oh. I'm saying that...
Yeah, it does sound the same. Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying that Justin Morales stole it.
Yeah.
Damn.
What do you guys think about it?
And that's his number one hit. Well, that's the Justin, one that
that's
put
his
him
only
up.
Hit. He no. hasn't released anything.
No, he has released
so far. He has released under Rancho Humilde. Because
he dropped one today,
songs.
No?
Huh?
Yeah.
Or yesterday?
That song's badass, too.
I haven't listened to it, too.
Yeah,
and then he took out some like features with like Dan Sanchez and shit like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, he basically has three songs.
Right?
So the name of the song is called, whoever wants to search it up, La Vida de Morro by Bernie Garcia. It has like 17,000 views, or some shit like that, but. That's because people were calling him out. Damn. So this guy's getting attention now. And then people in the comments were actually saying, like, oh, did he steal it from you? And the guy's like, he did, but, you know, like, cada quien su rollo. Like, he's not that. Like,
yeah, he's not mad about it.
He's not trying to make, like, a big deal out about it. I actually did a screenshot of the comments.
He kind of, like, wished him well, too, huh? Like, in
you saw the comments?
Yeah.
So someone said, ¿le copiaste a Justin Morales o te copió? And then he said, Yo tengo dos años con esta rola y apenas la solté, pero todos van a pensar que le copié a Justin because, you know, he has, like, more attention, more exposure. Shit like that. But, you know, he was like, cada quien su rollo, damn.
But that's what happens to a lot of people.
And the letra is similar, too. Like, there's a morro and then my...
It hermano, is pretty similar. Blah,
blah, blah. Damn.
Like, gracias from...
Grupo Firme?
Yeah, but
no,
it's
but
a cover.
They, but they buy songs. Grupo Firme, like, since they're already a big group, I'm pretty sure they can't just take them.
Well, they could just do a cover, no?
Mm. I mean, yeah, but they're known for their covers to blow
covers,
up.
Though. I don't think they buy the covers.
Yeah. You think they'll fucking spend money when you could just put a cover? Like, put cover?
I mean,
you
I
think
don't,
they would
I
spend like, so much money?
I feel like it. Well, I don't know. Like I said, this is my opinion, but I feel like it changes when you're known for doing covers.
People are saying, "What can he sue?"
Who? You can, but I don't know if it's even worth it. Cause like,
or if he even has the money to sue.
Yeah, if he has the money to sue. Because obviously, if you're suing for a, you know, a big ass like multi platinum song.
Well, he did that song. Basically,
yeah,
is no.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it has like 62.
I think
million.
About it. It could have been him instead of Justin.
Yeah, maybe right place, perfect place. You know how I say right?
Wrong place, wrong
Someone
time.
Said it stole the flow, but not the letra or what? No, the flow's like the tonada is the same, right?
I'm pretty sure the tonada is the same.
And then the letra is really similar, like desde morro, and then it's like mi hermano, blah blah blah.
But I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Justin Morales.
Justin Morales
did
is
really
fucking
good
badass
on
as
it.
Fuck. Yeah.
He did. How old is he?
He's like not the age, I think.
No, I think he's like 17.
You think he's younger?
Yeah, I think he's 17.
He does look young, honestly.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a lot of young artists, honestly.
Yeah.
You know who I've been like.
That's
really
what Jimmy's targeting, right? Young artists?
Well, it's not that.
So you can have him for fucking.
No, he's not that he's targeting. It's just that, like, there's a lot of young talent coming out with, like, social media. Like, there's more younger people on
there's
social media.
There's a lot of younger
putting themselves out there.
They're
like,
hungry.
On TikTok
they're
and
hungry.
Shit like that. And I feel like the older person doesn't realize how important putting yourself out there on social media is. Like, there could be like a shitload of fucking older talent, but you know, because they probably just don't know how to work it, or you know, they don't. I don't know. Social media is not really for them.
But I was gonna say something. But I forgot honestly, so I shouldn't have talked. Ah, fuck! I was gonna say something really important. Like, really, really important.
No, because if it was important, you wouldn't have remembered.
Tell us something, Keiko. Tell. What do you think about this?
What I think about it? I think that...
Oh, I don't remember now.
Tell us,
Say it, fool, before you forget again.
Oh, I really been, like, liking Oscar Maidona's music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, El Instagram, he has one called Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good. And the songs he's been singing out with Nata, pretty good, too. I feel like he's, like, he's up next, you know? Probably doesn't have, like... He's barely new to the game, honestly. And he's good.
True. All right, what do you think about...
This month, a lot of albums came out, huh?
Whose albums came out?
Bajo Perfil dropped an album today.
Oh, shit.
Who else?
Who else? I just saw one. Oh, Nata dropped one.
This month, yeah?
Yeah.
Junior...
So Tony Lea dropped two.
Oh, you know who's dropping an album?
Three? He has another one coming out.
Oh, coming out, but yeah.
I think he dropped it the 30th.
Oh, what the fuck?
Esteban Gabriel is taking an album.
Yeah, oh, fuck, yeah. Finally.
A lot of people think that Esteban. You said it weird, now I can't say Esteban Gabriel. Esteban Gabriel, whatever.
Esteban Gabriel.
Esteban.
How do you say his name in English?
Esteban Gabriel. Esteban.
How do you say it in English?
Stephen Gabriel.
Huh? How do you say it in English?
Stephanie.
Stephen?
No. Esteban? Esteban? I don't know.
Oh, you know Steph?
Whoa. Oh, you know Steph, right? No. No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
No, he do. Because he lived in... What was that street that you... The Fenway one?
What? Yeah, Steph. You know Steph.
Well, I know a lot of Steph.
Steph. Oh, no. Steffi.
Nah, I know that joke, bitch.
He's like, you know what he said? He's like, I know a lot of Steph.
Yeah, I know a lot of Steph. Wait, what was I saying? Oh, Esteban Gabriel. A lot of people think that Esteban Gabriel is signed with Rancho Humilde, but he's not.
He has his own record label.
Yeah, Insolente Music.
Yeah.
Just because he's like probably working with Jimmy or Jimmy.
He works with a lot of good people.
Get his music distributed with like Sony Music.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people think.
He works with Sony, like all of them. What do you think they charge, like, I don't know, but it...
I feel like I got to know what to say.
I didn't say something, but I had to let it process because I didn't want to sound stupid.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it.
So stupid.
No, because I'm just not going to say it.
Just say it.
No. Say it.
No, because I was going to talk about the poster. The picture Jimmy posted.
With Esteban Gabriel.
And Sony.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, like, you think they just in there, like, in Sony studio, just fucking, and then Jimin just goes and tells his seven, like, hey, échale ganas, mijo, cuando quieras, aquí estoy. Like, tries to, like,
nah.
Brainwash
him. I mean, I feel like he's actually...
The the fucking contract was already offered to Esteban Gabriel, I think I heard. I think.
Yeah, yeah. And he and said he, it too.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm 80% sure that Jimmy said that he did try to get Esteban because he likes Esteban Gabriel a lot. There was a line with, like, Abby Bohemio or whatever.
I like that one song where they're drifting with the Lamborghini and all that shit.
Ay Niveles?
Is it? Yeah.
Ay Niveles.
A lot of people knew that Steffi joke. Did you know it?
Yeah.
What was it?
It's stuffing these nuts in your mouth.
No?
Con va?
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
Steffi.
No?
The Steffi.
Bitch. It's not one of those jokes.
I don't give a fuck.
She was at Steffi Arrote.
Oh.
Nah, they're doing the
But 20. Yeah, I mean, good albums are dropping. I wonder what he's going to come up with, though.
You think he'll sign? You think he'll sign?
You know how your family's, like, stuck at the airport? Uh-huh. So was it, I wonder if they pick up the people from the airport. And so I was like, nah, they're doing a 24-hour challenge at the airport.
Well, basically.
Because then the Uber, he's rich. I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, Uber XL. You think he'll sign to a...
No, I don't think
he's going to. DN Music?
Who's DN?
That's the second time he does that shit to you. Oh, you're so dumb.
Fool, clock out, dog. Clock out.
Time,
bro, I like back to back, too.
You know what? I like. Fuck.
Dude, we're tired, bro.
No. We're tired, but fucking. I genuinely, like, I think, like, you say it genuinely, and I ask genuinely, wait, who's DN? And you fucking get me until it's, like, too late already to, like, get me all bad, you know?
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha hat.
Guys, tomorrow, we're going to surprise. Well, not tomorrow, because this video is going to come out on Monday.
But for the live viewers,
yeah,
we're trying to surprise a fan tomorrow.
Before his graduation.
Or we don't know if his graduation happened already.
Should we just say his name?
No.
Yeah, we should, because we're going to hit him up. Wavy Matthew, where the fuck you at?
Wavy Matthew, where the fuck are you, bro?
Or is anyone else from LA? Like, we're just kind of wondering.
Get ready, because tomorrow we're changing your life. We're throwing you into the
quadrilla. We're going to LA tomorrow, so what's up? We're trying to meet some of y'all.
Yeah. Meet and greet in LA tomorrow.
Fearless, that one's better, too.
That, yeah, that's
which one?
Fearless.
Oh, is that the one where get these fish kills every night?
No, that's Tirando la H, idiot.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's
hard. What'd you say? Gotta get these fish kills every night.
It's like Tirando.
Just fucking with the fish, just call me Coco.
No, I know, but I was singing it, and then I started thinking of another song.
Yeah, we know.
Oh. But when his first song, I kind of didn't like it. Which because I wasn't used to his shit.
Which one?
It was when he was just walking in, like, fuck, how does it go? Look it up.
Does anyone know Esteban Gabriel's first song? When he's walking?
Yeah, there's like a lot of girls. It's like a little kickback party. Fuck. You can just look like his first song. Oh, that song gets down too.
No, it's not Ay Niveles, right?
No, it's like his very, very, very first song.
Okay, where am I, Pen Paquita del Barrio?
I would want to see.
You're not gonna find that.
I would want to see Junior H,
Los Bukis, and John Sebastian.
One of them's dead. One of them can't do a dueto. Yeah, John Sebastian is dead. How is he gonna do a dueto with fucking Los Bukis? You said Los Bukis, right?
Or Los Tucanes de Julia. Los Tucanes.
De Culiacán. You're fucking done, Keiko. No. You're out. This was...
Noche de desmadre? What? That was almost in the chair.
It was like old.
Los Tucanes de Culiacán, no, man.
Who the fuck are they?
I don't know.
You mean
los
Tucanes de Tijuana?
Yeah,
you retard.
No, it's because I was thinking of some shit and it just came out.
Bro, you're some like No Sabo level 100 and shit. I'm pretty sure it's this one. This has to be his first song. This is the one from 3 years ago.
I did. I saw another one.
This is the only one that's from 3 years ago. Is it this one?
He used to play Requinto?
Oh, yeah. Well, that one. But no, the music video to it.
What about it?
I like, when I first saw his
What's
shit,
that one right there where you said they did him dirty?
Yeah, it's this one.
That's the same one.
But dude, what the fuck? I showed you this video. Like, they did I'm dirty, and now you're telling me it's this one.
Click on it.
I see.
What about
well,
it?
Well, I just read the name. Noche de desmadre.
What about it though?
I didn't like the video at first.
The video or the song?
Video. No, there's a music video.
It's that one.
This is a music video. Play but it. Why didn't play you like it?
Because that's when I was first, like, when I first got introduced to Esteban Gabriel. Like, his music style.
So, since you first got introduced to him, you didn't like his music video? Because you
I didn't like the song and shit.
Dude, he just switched it.
Well, yeah, the music to the music.
What the fuck? You don't make sense, okay. Bro.
Just play it. Let's see how this is.
Dude, Giggle doesn't make sense. Like, dead ass. Dude, Giggle.
Relax.
Well, Noche de Desmadre, I want to see, like, some people doing, like, pericazo.
Jocelyn
like.
Said Giggle talks out of his ass for real. Bro, this you don't make sense.
This one really said fucking Los Perdidos de Tijuana.
Los Tucanes de Culiacán.
Like, those freaking Los... Los Bukis de Nayarit and shit.
Fucking Marca PM and shit. Marca AM.
Keko, fool.
What's wrong with you today?
Fool, no one's in their right.
I know, we're tired as fuck. I told you we shouldn't have got Chick-fil-A first. I already know we're going to get. Let's react to the Pedro from Eslabon Armado's
new song.
I fire.
Hey, look, it sounds like it's going to be
Tuba?
Fire.
Wait, is that the one with Tuba?
No, I don't like his first song.
Is that the one with Tuba or no Tuba?
Alright, I don't like his first song.
You fucking bitch, I'm talking to you.
I don't like his first song.
Alright, guys, you guys like it with Tuba or no Tuba?
Well, I don't like the video.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the camera.
Dude, you know what we should do?
What?
Where we try to be Gecko.
I know, alright.
This podcast would go to shit if we try to be Gecko. I mean, Gecko's funny.
Fuck no.
Okay, you're
everybody
your
would like the podcast.
No.
All the comments are Gecko.
Okay. Yeah, because you're funny.
Let me ask the chat something. Everyone from the chat comment this shit. Is Gecko funny or is Gecko funny because he's dumb? Comment below.
I'm gonna say something.
I wanna know if people think you're funny, or if they think you're funny because you're dumb and you say a bunch of dumb shit.
You know the fucking
funny cause he's dumb. See? Funny cause he's dumb. Funny cause he's dumb. Both. Funny cause. Well, I'm telling you, you're funny, but it's cause you see a bunch of dumb shit.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Yeah, but if we all act dumb, no. That shit's gonna be bad.
If you want me to act professional as fuck, it will be boring as fuck.
That's why we don't need that.
Yeah, that's why.
I act myself.
No.
I'm
not saying what you're.
Hello, guys. Welcome to podcast number 13.
I'm not saying.
Hey, I can act fucking all professional as fuck. That shit will be whack as fuck.
Yeah, but we can't all act dumb. That's why it has to balance out. Like,
yeah.
Like good conversations.
Like someone.
But think about it. Like,
like, what if the president is an alien?
What if those bookies told like not that like nah you can't, and Jimmy brainwashed JB? Because think about it, like, that's why Legado left.
Yeah, that's why.
Because only to think about it, like, Legado built Rancho Mille, and when DMG came,
who imagine
what?
So that's why Eslabon left Dinero Recio.
That's why Esteban Gabriel is not signed.
All that shit don't add
dude
up.
imagine a podcast full of geckos.
But that shit would be funny as fuck.
You're funny as fuck. That
should be funny.
You know, you're funny, but someone put this in a comment. Whoa. Where, like, it's kind of like a balance. Like,
it's a good team. It's a good team.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, I like the team. Like, Diego has good leadership. Like, I back you up on your statements, and I elaborate.
They didn't give Jason, like, he's the leader. Nah, for you, just the backbone. Just kidding.
I am, you know, the backbone is
the backbone is the strongest bone in your body.
This one, duh, he doesn't know how to fucking, like.
Oh, by the way, guys, we're going to do trivia question. I think we should start with trivia question.
This
episode is kind of weird as fuck. It's because, like,
shit
going to
be
know.
Like 10 minutes.
We got Chick-fil-A and they didn't even give me Chick-fil-A. All right,
okay, so, guys, you guys are going to love this shit. You guys are new to this podcast. When we first started the episode, we used to ask Gecko, like, fucking fifth grader questions, and he used to get them all wrong.
Hey, this is.
But it was funny. But I'm gonna take a quick break just to press record on the camera. Give me like 15 minutes.
Let's make a series where
it's because Gecko has to recharge his brain cells for these questions. We used to do this a lot, and then everyone was asking for it, and we kind of stopped because Gecko said he didn't want to look dumb. Just kidding. All right, Gecko. So the first question.
Gecko, ponte pilas, eh? Ponte pilas, perro.
All right, I have a question. You have this uncle, right? Not the uncle stuck at the airport.
Sure. Hey,
it came out.
Should give that for a camera so we could vlog the 24-hour challenge.
Ooh, okay.
He's probably doing videos with FaZe Rug and like Ace Family 24-hour challenge.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, Giggle. Look at me in the eye. You have this uncle, right?
In the eye or in the eyes?
He's
He's a framer.
Your uncle's, you have this ranch, right? Mm-hmm. Your uncle's on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Your uncle, his name's Jack. Your uncle's name, is Jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your uncle Jack got stuck on a horse. And he's like, mm-hmm. Keiko, help me. What do you hope your uncle Jack off? That's a bad question.
Not really a question, because
your uncle's stuck on a horse. He's like fucking stuck, like his legs hurting from like I don't know.
Yeah, but then if I say, I'm hoping Jack on here, be like, you're gay, you're jacking.
What do you hope your uncle Jack off?
No, I'll fucking slap the horse's ass and make that fool run around until he falls off.
That's a
stupid ass question, Giggle.
All right, next.
All right, Giggle, I have another one.
Yeah, that was a stupid question.
Okay, when the podcast is over, you're going to jack off your uncle.
Well, you're going to read it out loud.
There's three different sites. Which one's the correct one for this sentence? I work on a building, and there's three sites.
The C-I-T-E.
Oh, my. I used to be a construction
worker. The C one?
No, the top one.
This one?
Yeah.
I work on a building
pendejo,
site.
Yeah. It's the bottom one.
He's switching his answer.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
The one with the C. Mm-hmm. Spell it out.
Mm-hmm.
Spell it out. Right here.
That's not even like, that's not even site. Like,
yeah, it is. That's site. Site. There's site with the C. Mm-hmm. But is it this one?
Is it that one?
We're asking you.
I'm talking to myself. I'm not talking to you, dumbass.
Oh, my bad.
You're talking to yourself.
He has a process shit.
He has like a second fucking human on him. Like, is it that
he's
one?
He's asking his inner self.
I work on a building
site.
Yeah, but which one?
Chill, what are you doing? Like calculating? Like, how many words was it? Like, one, two, three.
The final answer?
The last one with the C?
Nah.
The one before? You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Spell it out.
Mm-hmm.
Spell it out.
He's not gonna.
That one, spell it out.
Oh my god.
Bro, get cool.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
The fact that you're taking so long already worries me, bro.
You chose all three answers at one point.
I did choose all three. I did choose all three answers.
Alright, just choose one.
Alright. A.
Which one? This one, the first
one? Because I know site.
Site with
fucking Keiko, bro.
You just
that's how you spell it, right? Site? Like eyesight or fucking.
But we're asking you, smartass.
Dude.
I'm gonna search it up.
Choose one.
I'm gonna search it up.
Man, don't be dumb.
Oh my god.
That's fucked
dude,
up.
Dude, the fact that he has to search it up is already bad.
Yeah, you're already done. We have to go with the next one.
You lost the point.
Yeah, you lost the point.
All right, I lost the point. Next.
Just choose the answer.
Yeah, just go with your.
You already got it
make
wrong.
An educated
yeah,
guess.
You looked at the chat too.
Make an educated guess.
I was right the first time.
Which one?
The CIT.
No,
you're wrong.
What was it? The A?
Is that one?
Oh, you see, I was right.
Well,
he chose that three at one all point.
Right, next one. I hope this is right here. Oh shit! What the fuck?
That looks better.
Uh-oh. I said it right.
So it says.
I said it right, but then you guys always do the. Oh, are you sure it's door A? Dude, what about if it's door B? Like, yeah, always fucking try to push.
You have to be
me.
Confident in your answer.
Yeah, you have to be confident. Ready? Next one. Please remember to pair the carrots before you slice them. Which pair is it?
Wait, what? Please remember to pair.
Like five.
Oh, the P A I R.
No.
No, you.
What?
That's pair, like a shoe. Like
yeah.
Shoes, they're pairs.
Shoe pairs.
Yeah, you. Pete, I read that shit wrong. Because I thought you meant like
pair of <Chill out. laughs> You have 20/20 vision, bro. I read that shit wrong. Oh my god, Keiko. Oh my god.
Pair as in like pair them up or pelarlas?
Pair carrots.
P E A R.
Dude, Keiko, what the fuck?
What?
Oh, Keiko, for the chat. Oh my god.
Pair like a pera, like a fucking pera. Like a
what the fuck is pair? Like peel it?
Yeah, ooh, but look, way, this pear is obviously the fucking.
The what do you do to a fucking carrot before
you peel it? You fucking like, I just cut it up. I wash it. Así me lo como.
Nah.
No, okay, go. Rabanos and shit.
I bet another one.
All right, next one, Keko. Wait, who the fuck wrote these questions? What's the difference between there with the T-H-E-R-E?
Wait, what?
Should I put it
I
up?
I think you should type it up and then put it up there.
All right. I should have another one that... I'm going to crop it up so we don't have to be there. Oh, actually, this one's easy. What resource covers most of the earth?
Water.
Bill Nye. 1 point.
Well, fool, it's because this is like, the fuck, I don't give a fuck about English. You know, fucking like.
I don't give a fuck about English.
Like, it's like saying, oh,
you have to care about English, fool. That's how
okay,
you communicate.
Okay, it's like saying, oh, you're going to go there. What is it? Fucking T-H-E-Y-R-E or the T-H-E-R-E or the T-H-E, I mean, I-E-R. Wait, what? I spelled it wrong. T-H-E-I-R. It's the same shit.
It's not the same shit.
It's not. No, I know, but I'm putting that in an example. Like,
oh. When you write it, it's different.
Okay,
when
if you're going there, how do you spell it?
If I'm going... You're asking me?
Yeah.
If
no, fool, I'm fucking reading your mind, pendejo. Yeah, I'm fucking asking you.
All right, what do you... Okay, say your question.
All right,
again.
If you're going there, what's the correct word?
No, I'll ask him this. All right,
what
go.
The fuck,
spell
bitch?
Spell
you
me.
Can't... You
no,
can't...
I know,
no,
right.
Fuck you.
No,
next
we're not...
question.
We're not tricking you. We're not
yeah,
tricking
this is, this
you.
Is, all right.
This is like actual...
W
like,
in the chat. Get going, son. All right, spell out which there I'm talking about, right? So,
you literally heard me fuck up on fucking my spelling and you over here want me to spell?
Okay, but spell it as best as you can.
I know, to okay. Your best of your knowledge.
Here, I'll spell them here for you.
Okay.
So there's there.
There.
And there. Oh, that shit's so tiny as fuck. How the fuck can I make this bigger?
No, I can see it.
You can see it?
Yeah.
All right, there's three different there's. All right, mm-hmm. You tell me which one it is.
Take away his phone, fucking cheater.
Oh, I don't know. Right, okay.
Right. Oh,
no. No, don't take it too
far. I'm going to flip it.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
All right. Those are their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Which there is it? Spell it. I spelled it for you since you can't
T-H-E-I-R.
Spell it. T-H-E-I-R.
It's todo.
I know.
Bill Nye.
It's not, we're not going here, we're going there.
T-H-E-R-E.
Yeah,
and then the other there is not our no. fuck. they are.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, fucking.
All right.
Go, Keko, go. Ponte las pilas, cabrón.
Like Keko's cabrón. Gonna get lost at the airport. Like his cousin is. He can't read.
No, I'm pretty sure your non-English speaking cousins or uncles could read better than you.
All right, spell funnel. Like, you know, a funnel?
Like funnel cake?
Yeah, no, yeah.
The F-U-N-E-L.
F? Okay, spell funnel.
This so one right here.
Spell it. So the chat can see. That's,
F-U-N-E-L.
Right? Final answer?
Yeah.
Wrong.
There.
It's two N's.
Oh my god,
that's
next.
Yeah.
The
fuck has to. Oh shit, that one has to. Pendejo.
Alright, another one.
I can't see.
Kiko,
ponte pilas.
Funnel cake, yeah, it's the same shit. Funnel cake.
Yeah, it does have two ends.
Ponte las pilas, Kiko.
Alright, how do you spell this word?
Damn.
Performance.
That's a big ass word. Oh, right there.
Which one? Spell it. Spell performance.
What?
I want to split this shit up.
Oh my god.
Hey, you know how they do the fucking like.
The syllables.
You gotta split it up for fucking. Yeah.
The syllables go.
Right?
Go.
Espérate, pendejo.
That's how you talk.
I've been saying that a lot, huh? I need to stop cussing.
That's a lot.
I need to stop cussing. I'm going to do it for the audience. P-E-R-F-O-N. I mean, what the fuck? N. R M. No.
Performance.
A-N-T-E.
I didn't. Wait, say it again. From the
second one.
With the E or with the A?
Perform. With the A.
A. Eso es todo, Keko.
Pendejo.
You bitch.
I.
Si no, sabe. It's just cause it's the ment is.
He's gonna be like, it's common sense.
No.
Keko, when he gets one right answer, fool, it's just common sense. It's common sense.
Next one, Keko. Indicate.
Oh fuck.
This one's easy, bro. Honestly, this one's really easy.
Fool, I haven't fucking seen these words in like...
Indicate.
You don't read. We could tell.
Yeah, I don't read. I-N-D-I-C-A-I-E-T.
You're saying... Wrong? No, you're saying the second one. Spell it again? Spell indicate.
The third one over there.
Spell indicate.
The third one over there.
No, spell it. Say it.
I-N-D-I-C-A-I-T-E. Wrong.
No.
Bro, I have literally it's never seen this word. No. I have never
it's
seen this
the
word.
The first one,
it's
my boy.
I-N-D-I-C-A-T, indicate.
And what's the other one?
It's not a fucking word.
Oh.
That's nothing.
He thought it was going to be like a fucking, like fucking another meaning to the word and shit. Huh?
All right, next one. Giggle.
That shit boring. Give me some like fucking like about the builder rocket science type of shit.
Alright, what do you call it?
Keko, you have to get this one, bro. You
this
have
is easy
to.
Failure.
Oh, F-A-I-L-U-R-E.
Okay,
well, I actually use that word. I don't fucking use like indicate the shirt on me. Like,
he uses it because he's a failure.
I don't take L's. Only
guys, double. Comment down questions if you guys want us to ask Keko too.
Yeah, something funny, not fucking this fucking like fifth grader type of questions.
Wait, which? Someone said, "Would you rather? Would you rather?" Jason said, "Would you rather have as a? Who would you rather have as a cuñado?"
Diego, Jason retarded as fuck.
Not us, idiot.
Oh.
What the fuck? He said, "Who would you rather have as a cuñado, Chato Mepe or Pedro Tovar?"
Pedro.
Why?
Because Chato almost killed a girl in a car crash.
Yeah, no chill. What the fuck?
Damn, Keko, you have some strong points right there.
Damn, Keko.
Hey, Keko, no chill.
Someone said it because spell billionaire.
I'll spell it once I become one.
You can't spell it?
Nah, I can't spell it. Can't spell anything bigger than cat.
Dog.
No, at least me. You admit it.
Damn, what else do we got for Keko before we end today? Oh, I know this shit. Hey, I'm going to say it like this. Do you know the Roman numeral for XVI? I mean XVI.
Yeah, quinceañera, 15.
X
is 5, V is 10, and then I is 1.
So how what's that, 15?
What the fuck? No, it's 16.
Yeah. Damn, Keko.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know those.
You don't know those?
You don't
no,
know those?
I don't.
The tally marks are 1, X is 5, V is 10.
Ah, perro.
Wait, I thought X was 10, and then V is 5.
Is it?
I don't know. Honestly.
Keko juice.
Keko juice.
Instead of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice and Keko juice.
Alright, this one's easy as fuck, Keko, huh?
Is it?
Weapon?
I don't know.
Yeah, you got it right.
Dude, you say it so confident, and you're like, is it?
No, because now he just got me thinking.
X is 10, I'm pretty sure. Because they add up and then the, I don't know.
No, you just fucked me up.
Guys, so the only reason why Keko's getting these answers wrong is because of the Chick-fil-A.
Nah, I'm fucking retarded. Just kidding.
That's what's making him get all the answers wrong. To take Chick-fil-A.
Keko, you should get this one right since you're because you say that you're a businessman, huh? Like you like numbers and shit.
Oh yeah, he did.
He's
say
always,
you, yeah,
he's always say that. Like I'm more of a businessman.
Like I know how to convince people. Remember?
Wait, out of the fractions below, which is the greatest?
3/5.
What's 3/5?
What's 3/5?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
It's 3/5. Mm-hmm. Oh, I put 3/5 twice by accident.
Oh.
Or you?
3/5. Why is it the greatest? Because this is the closest.
No,
to
I said I accidentally put 3/5 twice.
You said, why is it the greatest, right?
No, my bad. I said, which is the greatest?
That's why I said 3/5.
3/5?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I accidentally put the answer over there.
Wait, why? No, you did. Why? Yeah, you did. You put the answer on the side.
That's why he got it right.
No,
I know,
No. Wait, why is it? Why is it? All right,
what's bigger, 1/3 or 3/5?
1/3 or 3/5?
3/5.
3/5.
3/5 is high. What?
Wait, 1/3 or 3/5?
Which is greatest, 1/3 or 3/5?
Oh, 1/3. Why? Because it's closer in the.
In the what?
It's not the same shit, is it?
3/9 is the same as 1/3.
3/9 is the same as 1/3?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, idiot.
You said 3/5. You didn't say.
I said what's greater, 3/5 or 1/3. I have 3/9 right here, which is the same as 1/3.
Oh.
He didn't know that. He doesn't know how to simplify.
You don't know how to simplify?
No. I don't fucking remember shit. Wait. Tell me the equations and.
What equation?
What equation? This is not equation.
Just simplifying.
This is just simplifying.
No, I don't remember how to simplify.
Oh, there is an equation. All right.
I probably do remember how to simplify.
What does PEMDAS stand for?
Parentheses, multiplication, division. Yeah, right.
PEMDAS.
PEMDAS. He went from P to M.
Parentheses, exponent, multiplication, division, plus or subtract. Right? I said it right? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah. Right.
You just said plus, but it's addition, yeah.
What's the difference? No, but yeah, 3/5 is bigger because it's in the ruler, it's closer.
What's exponential growth?
Exponential growth?
Mm-hmm. The growth in numbers.
Basically, right? No. Right? I don't remember.
I can go talk to someone. Right? No. Yeah, wait. Oh, no. Wait, no, because. Oh, yeah. Wait, but what?
Now he only does that because Albert Einstein used to do that too.
Really?
Okay.
All right,
bro, guys, we're fucking tired. So wait, someone wants you to say.
What are
the vowels?
Do you know your vowels now at least?
Yeah, A E Y O U. Sometimes Y.
A E Y O U. Why did you say like that? A E Y O U. A E I O U. A E Y O U. Sometimes.
I say Y.
Yeah, you did.
I said Y 2 times.
All right. Yeah. This is a good one. What number does pi end? You know, the 3.14 or whatever?
It doesn't end. It's a repeating number.
Hey, do you know the lyrics for the Money Settle? Keiko, we went to a gig and Keiko tried to look for the lyrics.
What are the four presidents? Wait, actually, I need to look to
see. This is about you.
If you don't know, you can't search it up. Yeah. You gotta ask questions.
This is stuff that we know. You should know, too.
I'm asking you basic shit. I'm not asking you like, oh, when did fucking George Washington like wipe his asshole and shit?
Like who fucking
1982?
Who signed the Declaration of Independence?
George Washington? No. Yeah, he did. No, wait, George Bush. Abraham Lincoln.
Boy, George Bush.
Lana Rhoade.
Motherfucker, he said George Bush.
No, so it was like Diego. What's pie? Keiko, delicious
food. Yeah, people actually get your personality.
Hey, huge shout out to Jocelyn. Happy birthday from the Agusto Papa team. Say happy birthday, Keiko. She wanted happy a birthday. Special message from
Do
me.
Segunda.
Happy birthday to you.
That's it.
Check it out, boom, 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 boom.